Hello?
Oh, I need to talk to Mr. Coverdale, please.
Is this Jake?
Yes.
Do you guys do you guys need a ride?
Oh, no, I just need to talk to David.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, David.
Yeah?
Do you still have long hair, or are you balding yet?
Who is this?
It's Jake.
Jake,
who? Will you sing a little bit?
Listen, I don't believe it's you. I think this is a prank call. Can you prove that it's you by singing Here I Go Again, please?
Please, this is a private number. Go fuck yourself.
No.
Yeah.
David.
Can you come fuck us, please?
Cactus.
I'll make you think, stupid.
Cactus.
You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You're blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
Just get out this fucking thong, leave me alone.
Hey everyone, RBCP here, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show. Today is August 16th, 2016, and today our show is sponsored by Honey Baby. Thanks, Honey Baby, for being a supporter of the show. Today I was planning to do a live show, but there is a small problem that you guys might be able to hear in the background, and that is that I am completely surrounded by people hammering and sawing and using nail guns and ripping the shingles off of my roof. I didn't even order this to happen, by the way. I don't know why there are roofers out there. So I think that one of the listeners has tricked a roofing company into coming and taking my roof off, which is okay with me. I don't own the house. Let the owner deal with it. No, just kidding. It's actually roofers that are supposed to be out there. I don't know if, I don't even remember if I talked about this on the show, but I had a tree fall on the Situation Room about a month or two ago, or maybe not on it, but kind of in front of it where a roof is. Oh, great, there goes a power saw. Basically, it sounds like one of my Royco roofing calls where I start doing this. Well, only it's real. It's actually real and happening outside my window, so I think it's just karma or whatever. Basically, I deserve it. If you're a follower on my Instagram page, Instagram name is BradBCP, you'll see a picture I posted, I think, yesterday of, they pulled up all the shingles, and there was a bunch of rotting plywood underneath, just like in my calls. Life is imitating art. But I posted a picture of it on my Instagram. It's not very interesting at all. I wouldn't go look at it. I'm just saying. But if you scroll back far enough, you can see the trees that fell on my house a few months ago. Anyway, that's the reason I'm not doing a live show. And I know it would be hilarious to do a bunch of Royco roofing calls when I had real construction sounds outside of the window and all over the roof and everything. I'm in the attic, by the way, so I hear everything. But earlier it was really, really loud. Like, you're hearing a very tame version of it right now. It was insane. There's no way I would have been able to talk to anyone. So that's my excuse for no live show today. Oh, and the other part of my excuse is that I'm extremely tired right now. The roofer showed up at 7 a.m., so I got a good 4 or 5 hours of sleep last night. I was kind of hoping to sleep a bit later today, but no. Anyway, you might remember, last week I did a live show, and the calls were to a bunch of schooner boat people. There were two shows. The first show I did off the air, and you guys have heard that already, it's on the feed. But the second show I never released because I thought it sucked really bad. It was an hour and a half of calls, and I just finished editing it, and it's about 30 minutes long now. I shaved about an hour off of the whole thing, and I think the show is much more tolerable now, so that's what you get to hear today. And you may have heard the show already if you caught it live. I think there's about 150 people listening that day. Or if you're a member of the Patreon, I think I posted it on there, the live version, which if you listen to it, I'm so sorry. Anyway, let me shut up about that. Before we get started, I have some really exciting news for you. I was calling AT&T the other day, and I was really surprised to hear it say this.
I'm a virtual assistant that can understand complete sentences.
So, holy crap, it looks like the future of artificial intelligence is here. AT&T has done it. They've created a system that can understand complete sentences. And I'm pretty sure the whole system probably has emotions by now, and desires, and all that stuff. You know, it's basically a human at this point. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. Let's give it a call and see how well their brand new system works that can apparently understand human speech flawlessly.
Thank you for calling AT&T. I'm a virtual
You're
assistant
welcome.
That can understand complete sentences.
Holy shit.
También hablo
really?
Español.
Are you calling about the account associated with the number 608-985-6969?
Well, it's the same number, but the last 69 should actually be a 68. So same number, same area code, same exchange, but instead of 6969, just do 6868.
Please tell me your phone or account number.
I'm telling you. Aren't you listening to me? 6968 is the last four digits. You already have the rest. Hurry the fuck up.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear a valid account number. Please tell me the AT&T account number you're calling about today or a phone number associated with your account.
You know, I don't even remember my home number offhand. Can I just give you my cell phone? Because I know that's in there as a contact number. I don't know if you can pull up that way, but is that possible? Can you just tell me if that's possible?
I'm sorry, but if you said something, I couldn't hear it.
Oh, no, that's just my neighbors banging on the wall. They're really pissed at me. They're assholes.
I need to ask you to
think they're using hammers.
Just a little bit.
What?
Please tell me the AT&T account number you're calling about today or a phone number associated with your account.
Sir, can you hear me okay? I feel like you're not responding to the things that I'm saying.
No problem. Your account number is a 9 or 10 digit number that appears on your monthly statement.
What do you mean, no problem?
I can also take a phone number. Please tell me the AT&T account number you're calling about today, or a phone
I've
number
I've told you so many times. Okay, listen, how about you just pull up my account with my social security number? Pretty sure you can do that, right? These typing noises are from the AI, by the way. Not me.
One second, please.
Okay.
Before I help you with that, please tell me the AT&T account number you're calling about today, or a phone number associated
with way more than a second. Alright, I think this thing is failing, you guys. I thought this was like the new AI, the new revolution in computing technology, the thing that's gonna take over the world, which may be good, maybe not, we don't know yet, but I don't think this is the AI that's gonna do it. Damn you, AT&T, getting my hopes up like that.
I'm sorry, but I don't think I heard everything you just said.
Well, you said you could understand full sentences.
Please tell me the AT&T
what
account
the hell?
Number you're calling about today, or a phone number associated with your account.
Look, put your fucking manager on the phone. You just put your fucking manager on the phone right now. You do it. Don't think, just do it.
Please tell me the AT&T account number you're calling about today, or a phone number associated with your account.
I refuse. I want to talk to your supervisor. I noticed the hammering
That's
got...
That's okay. What's the question about your account?
Got not quite so loud. Maybe they're listening to me yell at this automated system out there. My window is cracked open. Hi, roofers. What you doing?
So I can get you to the correct support department. What
AT&T.
Type of service are you calling about?
I'm talking to the roofers.
Are you calling in today about your UVerse account?
Yeah, I guess I am. Yep, that would be an affirmative. You are correct. I am definitely calling in for that reason.
To get you the best possible help, please tell me your 9-digit UVerse billing account number.
All right. Bye, AT&T. I'm hanging up now. Or wait, no, actually, you hang up the phone. Hang it up. Hang up that phone. Right now.
Tell me which you're calling about. A home or business account?
All right. Hung up on that thing. I don't think it's going to change the world. Not yet. It's getting there, though. I was pretty impressed with what I just heard. Maybe Facebook or Apple or Google or someone will do a better job with it. And we can get on with the business of being lowered a notch on the food chain. You know what? We should do a show now. I'm going to stop torturing you guys with calls to the phone company. And I'm going to play the live show from last week about the schooners that you have not heard yet. And this is only just a little bit less funny than me calling the phone company and trying to get help with my account. Don't you guys hate that fake typing noise thing he does, though? Because I know it doesn't take that long to look up the record, so it's just wasted seconds. It's like 5 seconds of typing every time. And it's not doing anything. It's not doing any good. Why would an AI need to type? Or have you guys ever heard the one, like every time it looks up information, instead of just telling you the information immediately, it starts going like... I didn't understand you. Yeah, that's how it goes. That was my impression. Google used to do that with their 411 service, that stupid clicking sound. You knew it was completely unnecessary, but they did it anyway. Oh wait, yeah, I forgot. I'm starting the show. Okay, you guys, here's the show. Here's the live show. Enjoy it. So today, we're calling people, they're members of a schooner association. And as we all know, a schooner is a sailboat of some sort. That's what Randy from My Name is Earl says. And I believe everything he says. So, yeah, it's people that own a schooner. I did a Google image search for a schooner, and it's a pretty huge boat. It's one of those big boats with multiple sails and stuff like that. It's a big boat. So that's what we're doing. All right, let's do it. Let's make a phone call or two. Let's call George. Hello? George?
George? Hello?
Hello, George?
Yes?
Hey, this is Steve from Royco Construction.
Royco Construction, what is the call in reference to?
Well, we're doing some work on your boat today, and I just wanted to let you know of kind of a problem we had with, because we were taking the roof off of your boat.
I don't have a boat.
Well, shit, this doesn't work then. Crap. I'm just going to prank someone else then.
All right.
I'll take my prank calls elsewhere.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay. Thanks for ruining everything. Thanks for ruining the beginning of my show. You big jerk. Big jerk face. Jerky jerk face.
Who the hell is this, anyways?
Well, my name is Brad Carter. I'm a prank call from Albany, Oregon. And I was going to prank you because you're a member of the Schooner Association. So I thought you owned a boat. What, are you too poor to own a boat?
I don't own a boat. I just am a member of the association. But take me off your call list, please.
It's not a call list. I was calling to ask a question.
Well, you said it was a crank call, so I'm not necessarily interested in crank calls. What question are you asking me?
Well, it's pointless because you don't even own a boat. Why are you the member of a schooner association if you don't even have a schooner?
I've sailed some schooners. Because I don't own a boat doesn't mean I'm not interested in them.
Well, that's weird.
The number you call me on comes up. It's a Southern exchange.
Yeah, that's where the Schooner Association is. I was doing that for realism.
Yeah, okay. Well, sorry.
It's actually the phone number to a McDonald's over there. Because I didn't want to victimize the Schooner Association like I did that last guy where he was saying I ruined his business and everything. So I just decided
you should just get a regular job and stop bothering people.
Well, no, no.
My suggestion.
Jobs are so boring compared to prank calls. I would just rather do prank calls.
Yeah, okay. Well, sorry. I ruined your day.
It's okay. You didn't ruin everything. Maybe the next one will go better. All right, he's gone. He's very understanding of the whole thing. I really am using the phone number of a McDonald's. I really did feel bad in that one, what was it, darts or something? Guy was saying I was ruining his business. I mean, even though he's full of crap, didn't even own a store. I don't know what was going on with that. This list is from someone named Sarah, so thank you, Sarah, for sending the list in. Stan Trucker wants me to say I backed my yacht into their schooner. Milkbrain wants me to say we towed them to the boat impound. Hello, Ray?
This is Mark.
Mark?
Yes.
That's a boy's name.
And who are you?
Oh, this is Roy down at the pier. I was just calling about your schooner. There's a little bit of a problem.
Tell me.
We had to... Oh, don't be all smart with me, lady. Come on, I'm trying to tell you. You don't have to be all grouchy with me. Jeez.
I don't know who you are.
Oh, I already told you. I'm down at the pier where you park your schooner, the Maddie. Or, I'm sorry, the Bonnie Rover, whatever dumb name that...
Yeah.
Anyway, we had to tow it.
You did not.
No, we really did. We had to tow it.
For what reason? And who are you?
Because you're behind on your dock fees.
So, we are not.
Yes, you are.
I don't know who you're... I don't pay fees to you.
You don't what to me?
I don't pay my dock fees to you.
Oh, you pay... Yes, you do. Apparently, you don't know how it works, because probably Ray does all the money stuff.
And don't give me any bullshit.
You just... All right, let's see if Ray is answering the cell phone. Wow, that lady is a no-nonsense lady. That lady has resting bitch face, I bet. No answer on the cell phone. Damn it, damn it, damn it. Jim Bob says they double-parked their boat. Infinite wants me to call someone Dick Lunch. Apparently that's someone else's idea. I don't know. I'll try and call someone Dick Lunch. How often do I get to do that? Ethan wants me to say we blew up their boat for a stunt in a Michael Bay movie. Binstickles wants me to say a magician was doing a magic act and their boat disappeared. And Mont Sandwich wants me to say I want to use their boat because I'm a sovereign citizen and I can't find the keys.
Hello.
Hello, Bill?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy. I'm a sovereign citizen. I was just wondering, where do you keep the keys to your boat?
What?
Where do you keep the keys to your boat? Like, when you're gone?
I don't have a boat.
Ah, shit. I knew it.
This is Bill Hamilton.
Oh, hey, Bill. What are you doing? How come you're a member of the Schooner Association if you don't have a boat? That's dumb.
Well, because I'm a schooner cap. I had a schooner for years.
I see. Well, yeah. Maybe you should take your name off the list if you're not a schooner person anymore.
What's that?
Maybe you should take your name off the list if you're not a schooner person anymore.
Why don't you just screw yourself?
Hey, why don't you tell all those people in the background to shut the fuck up? Okay, he's gone. Okay, here we go. Marcia. We're going to call Marcia.
Good afternoon, Essex Shipbuilding Museum.
Is Marcia there?
She's not here today.
Oh, well, crud. Will she be back today, or do you have a phone number for her? It's kind of important. I'm calling from the dock where she keeps her schooner.
Oh,
there is
okay.
A problem with it. Oh, boy.
I can text her.
Okay. Can you, yeah, we just ran into a problem. I think the best thing to say to her, can you give me the number to text her?
Yeah, one sec.
Oh, does she have the same area code as you?
No, she lives in Gloucester. I only have her cell number.
Okay.
It's 9737.
37?
Yes.
Oh, can you text her just in case I don't get through? Can you text her something?
Okay.
Just tell her it's Roy from the dock, and tell her congratulations. Your schooner is now a submarine.
Oh no.
That'll lighten the mood, you know, if you say it like that. Just say your schooner.
Is it like completely sunk or?
Oh yeah. Yep. And just say, your schooner is a submarine. Just say that to her. I've got to go before someone in the room pranks her number, though, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks. All right. Thanks, honey.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
I hope she does that. Thank you, Matt, for that idea. Matt in the chat room. Jordan wants me to say that their boat is upgrading to Windows 10. What a great idea. The marina, not the dock. I'm sorry that I called from the dock. Good idea. I'm not calling from the dock anymore. I'm calling from the marina. I'm not going to say the dock pier. Thank you, Wendy's. I appreciate that. All right, we're going to call this guy. His name is Roger. He has a schooner. Hi, is Roger there?
May I ask who's calling?
It's Roy from the Coast Guard.
Okay, just a second.
Okay.
Can I take a message?
Oh, well, is he just not there? It's really important. It's about his schooner. There is a problem.
About
his boat, his big boat.
Uh-huh.
There is a problem. Is he there?
He's not available right now.
What's he doing? Is he pooping?
No.
What's he doing?
He's at his desk.
Okay. Well, just does he not have a phone at his desk?
Actually, no. Just a second.
Okay. He doesn't have a phone at his desk.
This is Roger.
Oh, hey, Roger. This is Roy from the Coast Guard.
Roy from the Coast Guard.
Right.
All right. Where's this going?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that we know you've been taking your boat out and doing pirate activities. We've had so many reports at this point, and you need to cut it out. We'll take away your boat license.
Who is this?
This isn't a joke. You don't need to be laughing at me. I'm from the Coast Guard. This is Captain Roy Gerbel from the Coast Guard. Hey, what was with that lady before? She barely even let me talk to you. What's her problem?
She's the gatekeeper. You're wasting my time, Roy. Tell him to get to the point.
What are you doing that's so important?
I work.
What kind of work do you do?
None of your business, Roy.
Well, I don't know. You brought it up that you work so much. What do you do that's so important? Besides besides using your boat to be a pirate. Hello? Hello? Well, you can blame... who can you blame for that one? Someone... I forget. Somebody in the chat room. I didn't even write it down. It's all their fault. They ruined the whole thing. Damn you, chat room.
Hello?
Hello, Paul?
Yeah.
Hey, Paul. This is Dave from the Schooner Club, the Schooner Association.
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing today?
Pretty well, thanks.
That's good to hear. Look, we just needed to tell you something. The marina called us, and they told us one of the meteors from the meteor shower last night hit your boat.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, it went right through the middle of it.
That's a bummer. That happens about once a week.
Your schooner is a submarine now.
Yeah, that happens about once a week,
Oh, does it?
Yeah, what? The meteors are pretty brutal.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. We build it about every week because of meteors.
Yeah, you've said that like three times now.
Yeah.
So what
is the deal with this? I got an email about these phone calls. I was really wondering, deal?
you got an email? What did the email say? Because I didn't get one of those emails.
I don't know. Something about some calling people from the Scooter Association and with these wacky stories.
Wacky stories? Why would someone do that? That doesn't make sense.
Oh, that's a good question. I know.
Strange.
Somebody doesn't have anything else to do, I guess.
I know. A bunch of losers. Oh, my God. What's wrong with them?
Well, I don't know about that.
Probably.
But...
Well, I'm going to say that's true.
Well, listen, I appreciate the heads up, and I'll make sure that we put it all back together.
Okay. Hey, do you ever give your wife semen on her poop deck?
What's that?
Do you ever give your wife semen on her poop deck?
Well, I wouldn't give you that answer. I'll leave that to your imagination.
Oh, come on. I just need to know. Please tell me. All right. He's gone. Someone in the chat room said that earlier. Semen on the poop deck. LOL. Well, shit, you guys. Everyone's been warned. That's probably why people aren't picking up and people aren't believing me today. Because everyone's got an email. So I guess I can just continue with the list and hope that they haven't checked their email yet today, which seems unlikely. Let's try a few more and just see what happens. We may have to go to Plan B, which there isn't one. I don't know whether I should keep trying these or should I just move on to the next list. I think I have a list of yacht owners.
Hello?
Hello, Kathleen?
Yes?
Hey, this is Roy from the pier. And I'm just calling, there's a small problem with your boat.
Hold on.
Okay.
We take it, because we got a boat at the pier.
Oh, we don't have no boat at the pier.
You're talking.
Hello?
Hello?
Yep, hello?
Here. Come to this for me.
Did she call me a woman?
You know my name.
Hello?
Hi there, this is Roy from the marina. And
what
I'm,
marina?
Well, the one that you used to park your schooner at, but you stopped parking it here, but you never canceled your contract. So you've been being charged for this dock space all this time.
What?
And
nah.
I'm just letting you know, you better come and pay this bill. It's Because you may as well park.
Who's this?
You may as well park over here if you're going to be paying the bill.
Who is this?
My name is Roy Gerbel. Captain Roy Gerbel. You know?
From what marina?
You know, the marina where you used to park your schooner, the Roberta P. The dumb name, by the way. Extremely dumb name.
Yeah, you think so?
What does P stand for? It just says Roberta P. I always felt like, you know, they just didn't finish writing it.
I didn't dock it in any marina.
Yeah, every time I walked by it, it would piss me off. You've never docked your boat in a marina before? Hey, tell that lady in the background to be quiet, because we're talking.
It's some idiot.
We don't have a boat.
Wise guy.
He just called me a wise guy. I think they forgot to hang up. I think he tried to pick up an extension before and it wouldn't work. But maybe it did work, so now we're just listening to their house. Which sounds like a great way to spend the rest of the show. Let's just listen to these people all day and see what they do. Hello? 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 I guess I'm going to hang up. Can't hear him.
Hello?
Hi, is David around?
Who's calling, please?
This is Roy from the Coast Guard. I'm calling
yes, Roy, just a minute, please.
Okay.
This is for you, Dave. It's the Coast Guard.
Hello, this is David.
Oh, hey, David. This is Roy from the Coast Guard. Calling about your schooner.
Calling about my what?
Your schooner. You still have the schooner, right? The X-Heart's Desire?
Yes, yep.
And that was that parked out here earlier? Because they're saying it was earlier.
Out where? In the harbor?
Yeah.
No kidding, I didn't see it if it was. I haven't been in touch with the people. That's a surprise to me.
Well, wait, isn't it yours? Don't you have a schooner named X Heart's Desire?
No, I have a it's been sold. It's been sold quite a few times, actually.
Oh, okay.
And it's living down in Martha's Vineyard now.
Well, they're saying that you kept the keys for it, and you just kind of go down there and just take it every once in a while, take it out for a drive.
No.
Uh-huh. That's what they're saying. They're saying you keep. You think you still own
this?
This is
Coast Guard?
Roy from the Coast Guard, and someone keeps stealing.
Where are you stationed?
Just here, and they're just saying
where?
That, well, you heard me. And
where are you stationed?
Over here by the water. They're just saying that somebody matching
Coast Guard station in Newburyport.
Yeah, that's the one. They're saying someone matching your description keeps getting onto that boat and sailing away with it. And they're playing.
That I did. Yeah, that I did. That was back in the 80s.
No, they're just saying 80s. just this past week.
I don't know where you're getting your information from.
Oh, they have pictures. they put a security camera on it because they were sick of someone taking their boat every night. And it's a picture of you.
Not me, kiddo.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely you. Yeah, you need to stop taking that boat. It's not yours anymore. You need to let it go. Doesn't belong to you anymore. Show some respect to the people that currently own it, you douche canoe.
What?
I said
that is
show
a bunch of horseshit.
Horseshit. what? Why would you say that?
I haven't stepped on it since last September.
Oh no! It was just like three nights ago. You took it out for.
I haven't been on the water this month.
You took it out for a spin just a few nights ago. Maybe you're sleepwalking or something.
You gotta be kidding me.
No.
I don't know. This is going nowhere. This is strange. You better check your calendar.
Well, you better stop
you better
stealing
check
boats.
Your camera.
You better stop stealing boats. Are you gonna get arrested? You don't want that.
Oh, God. Oh, let's see.
Okay, well, put your wife back on. I need to talk to her again real quick.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. It's really important. I just need to have a couple words with her. Well, at least someone talked to me finally. That's good, right? That's an improvement. DZ Gaming wants me to tell someone that I used their boat to catch a Squirtle, but now I don't know how to dock it.
Hello?
Hello, Peter?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Roy. I'm out here by the docks, by the piers, you know, where your schooner is.
Yeah? Where are you?
Well, I took your schooner out into the water to, I needed to...
Roy, we've heard about you.
Well, come on, let me tell my story.
It's
really funny, come on.
Hey, Roy.
What?
Later, man.
Why? Later. Why? Don't you want to hear what I have to say?
No, because we've already had an announcement from the Foster Schooner Association about you.
I see. Did they just send out emails, or did they do some other thing? Did they call everyone?
Roy.
Please,
Roy,
tell me.
Blow off, baby. See ya.
Oh, come on, honey. Sweetie.
Hello.
Hello, James? James?
Yes?
Hey, James. This is Dave. I'm on your boat on the Light Rain.
Yes.
And so you know your schooner that you used to have, the Light Rain?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I used to have. What are you talking about?
There's a problem. Look, I'm not very good at sailing. I took it out. I know I shouldn't have. But I was trying to catch a Pokemon. And
you took my boat out?
Yeah, there's this water-based Pokemon. It's like way out there.
Okay,
and
I don't give a damn about Pokemon. What's the situation? You stole my boat?
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't hurt it or anything. I was okay getting it out, but I don't know how to get it back in. I feel like I might crash into the dock. So I'm gonna go ahead and try right now. But maybe while we're on the phone, you could steer me in the right direction and tell me what ropes I should pull or whatever.
What the fuck have you done?
No, I haven't done anything. Everything's fine. It's
what
just
do you mean you haven't done anything. You took my boat out.
Yeah, but it's
you
like
son of a bitch. It's, I mean, what's the story with this?
It's within distance. Like I can see the dock still, so it's not a big deal. It's
okay.
not like I stole it. I just took it out a little ways.
You stole it.
No, it's not
okay,
stealing.
Well,
I'll get
someone to help you come in because the big thing is coming in and not hitting the dock. But that's what puts big wounds on the side of the boat.
Yeah, well, it's an accident. No, the boat's fine, and I did catch the Squirtle. Actually, I caught two Squirtles since I've been out here.
I don't give a shit about that.
Where'd
you get the number? Where'd you get my number?
I called the marina people. I just gave them a call, and they're like, "Oh yeah, we'll give you his number." And
well, give them a call and have them be there to catch you.
Well,
help you in.
I didn't want to tell him that I stole your boat. I mean, I didn't steal your boat. I just took it out just a little ways.
You did steal it.
No, I didn't steal it because I can still see the dock, and that means it's not stealing.
No, you removed it from where it was.
Right,
it's
but
not your boat. Why,
yeah,
why are you doing this?
Because I needed to catch a Squirtle.
Wow.
Okay, but the boat's
well,
fine.
Call the people at the marina. Don't try to come in.
No. I'm
the wind is almost always sideways there, and you'll scratch the boat.
Okay, I'm trying to head back right now. If you could just kind of tell me what should I do as I approach the dock, like how do
are
I?
Are you sailing it, or did you have it? Did you start the motor?
Well, I did a little bit of both. I had to start the motor to get it out here, and then I put all the sails up. But then it started floating really far out, so I put the sails back down because I got scared. I've never sailed before.
You've never sailed before, and you're in my boat.
Yeah, just because...
Unbelievable. Well,
it's a Squirtle, okay? It's a Squirtle. I'm going to put gas in it.
Don't bring it in until there are people standing there because the wind is almost always sideways to the dock, and it will scratch the sides of the boat, which is a big repair.
The wind is sideways? What? That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't blow into the, you know, from the house toward the dock.
Oh,
it doesn't blow that way.
That's
the only way it blows sideways across
you,
it. So
you just don't understand physics.
That's why
What?
You just don't understand physics. That's all it is.
I do.
No, it's okay.
That was my degree.
I took physics in high school, so I there's no sideways wind. That's ridiculous.
I took it at the university. So anyway,
la-di-da.
Okay, well, go. Come on, this is a problem you've created. Please call the people at the marina and have them come over and be there to catch you. That's all.
Okay. Well, okay? Look. What if I just bring the boat up really close to the dock? And I'll drop the anchor, and I'll jump out, and I'll swim.
Don't do that. Don't drop the anchor. Don't jump up. Don't do that.
I'll just swim to shore, though. It's okay. And
No. You'll go aground there because it's right. You have to come right into that. That's where it's been dredged. It hasn't been dredged to the side, left or right.
Oh, it's the whole sideways thing again. Ugh. No. Look, I can. Do you have anything that's? Do you have any sandwich bags or anything in this boat? Because I need to waterproof my cell phone. Because I don't want to lose my game.
Well, don't get out of the boat onto the water because that's not going to work.
Well, it'll work. No, I'll just get close enough to the dock and then I'll just jump in and swim. And that's weird. He just hung up. Why did he hang up? I thought we were in the middle of a conversation. Shit. Should I call him back from a different number? And I'll say, guess what? Your boat's a submarine. No, that's probably terrible. Poor guy. He's probably panicked about his boat. Jared wants me to call someone. Call him back and tell him I'm from the marina. Say, sir, someone's doing donuts with your boat. In the dock area. That's a great idea. All right, let me try him one more time.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voicemail.
Oh, he's just not even picking up now.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 4.
Wow, I almost fucked up that call, too, because I thought it sounded like he just knew something was up. Hey, pre-recorded Brad here. The live portion of the show is over. That was even shorter than I thought. It was only 27 minutes. You guys are really getting ripped off on this episode. So I think in order to trick you guys into thinking this episode isn't very short, which, by the way, is Honey Baby's fault, I'm going to play some voicemails. We'll just fill up the rest of the time with voicemails. What a great idea, right?
Roy, it's Luke.
Hey, Luke.
You should do more pranks where you ask people for a razor so you can shave your pubes. All right, bye, Brad.
Okay, thanks, Luke. Are you the person that posted that idea in the chat room during the live show like 500 times? God damn it.
Tell Roy he's a fucking asshole.
You're a fucking asshole, Roy.
What? That was strange. It sounds like she's been kidnapped or something. I think he hung up the phone and then he started yelling at her about lotion in the bucket. I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Hi, Brad. My girlfriend wanted you to know that she saw Crystal Pepsi back in the stores.
Yeah, right.
Apparently it was back out on the 8th and should be around for about 8 weeks after that. Mm-hmm. She thought you might want to know about it. Maybe there's something you come up with. Maybe it's like from the past or something.
Mm-hmm.
Either way.
If she wanted me to know about it, why didn't she call me? It's very suspicious. Does she live in Canada? Is that why I've never met her? Yeah, I have heard about the Crystal Pepsi, and somebody the other day somewhere, I think on the chat room, was suggesting that I call up stores and tell them we need to take all the Crystal Pepsi off of the shelf because we accidentally sent them Crystal Pepsi from the 1980s, which I think is an amazing idea, and we should definitely do that. In fact, I should talk to Giad about this, and maybe he can go into some stores and record people taking the Crystal Pepsi off of the shelves.
Roy, got a nice Stafford button-up business shirt wearing today, 15 minutes ago.
What?
I spilled my coffee all over my shirt.
That's hilarious.
Because you want to continuously say motherfucker 3 times at the home association. It was pretty fucking funny. But
you're
no
welcome.
Shit, I've got to fucking turn around, go back to the fucking house and get another shirt. You asshole.
You're welcome for that. And by the way, your story sounds so much more believable than that other guy's about his girlfriend really wanting him to call into the show for her.
Hey, Roy, it's Wayne Gretzky, and I'm going to double check, and you better play my goddamn motherfucking good goddamn voicemail on the show, or I'm going to drive my Ford F-250 triple cab double duty.
It's a good voicemail.
Cab double triple.
A lot of good information in this one.
That's 6-inch 44 down up to Oregon and sock you in the face, son. Just letting you know, the sheriff calling you. You don't put my voicemail on the show, so don't play games with me. Don't play.
See ya. Oh, and look, he left another voicemail, and I'm reading the transcription thing, and it looks like it's the same stuff, probably. And during that whole voicemail, I was thinking, wow, I'm not going to leave this in the show. But I guess I'll leave it in the show just so I don't get socked in the face. If I didn't play your voicemail, it's probably because it was like that one, though. Basically, you suck.
Hi, Brad. This is Robert.
Hey, Robert. I
wanted to see if you want to grab a Coke sometime. Enjoy yourself.
Okay. Thanks, Robert. Maybe we could go get some dinner at the Red Lobster. I'll meet you up there, just in case you decide to show up, okay?
Hi, Roy.
Hello.
This is El Diablo.
Hello.
I have a question.
Okay.
How much...
You don't have to tell me you have a question, just ask the stupid question. Jesus.
Donation would it cost for your time to talk with me in person for 15 to 30 minutes?
Oh, shit, no way. Fuck that
please
shit.
Please bleep out my phone number, which is 4...
Okay, I totally will bleep this out.
Call me whenever, and whatever, you know, bye.
Sorry, I'm going to be at the Red Lobster having a Coke with my new friend, so I don't really have time for you. And I'm having an anxiety attack just thinking about this whole thing. Breaking out in cold sweats, PTSD starting to act up, especially with these hammers all over the fucking place.
Hey, Brad, it's me, TK Billington.
Holy shit.
I'm going to ask you really nicely, can you please reseed the Encino Woman torrent? I've been trying to watch that movie forever now.
Why do you think?
I'm really hoping they're going to make a trilogy out of this.
Yeah,
Encino
that'd be
Man,
great.
Encino Woman. Maybe instead of paying for your website, I could, you know, do like a crowdfunding for Encino Woman 2, you know, make a trilogy.
Let's start up a Kickstarter.
Please reseed that torrent. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
No problem at all. Have I mentioned Encino Woman before in the past? I don't remember doing that. I know one of the secret shows was about Encino Man, so maybe that's the one. And I'm sure if I had Encino Woman, I deleted it from my hard drive. That's just not something I would have kept. You know, sometimes you get a shitty movie and you have to keep it because it's a part of a set. Like the new War Games movie that came out 6 years ago or so. That's on my hard drive. It's right next to War Games, the one from the 80s. Nothing wrong with keeping that, but if you see Encino Woman, you're not going to want to keep it. Not even for fun, not as a funny movie to show your friends when they come over, just a bad movie to laugh at. It's not even that good. You can't even laugh at it for being bad. Stay far, far away from Encino Woman. And I'm sorry to make fun of the movie that you love so much, but I just don't want my listeners going out and finding Encino Woman and downloading it or whatever, finding it at their local Blockbuster, and then hating me forever and canceling their pledges on Patreon. I don't need all that, so I'm just warning you guys. Don't watch Encino Woman. Watch Encino Man instead. I know that's extremely sexist of me, just like when I was really sexist for not watching the new Ghostbusters movie, but that's just the way I am. I don't like movies about kitchens and pregnancies and periods. You know me.
Hey, Brad. FOD87 here. What you doing?
Hey.
So, couldn't help but notice...
You've never voicemailed in before. You're going to have to speak up over all these fucking hammers.
You weren't at DEF CON this year. This is normally the part where I'd yell at you and call you a hobo, but... with the rate you've been putting out shows lately, I forgive you.
Aw.
Gotta say, though, I wore my PLA shirt and my PLA Con badge while I was at DEF CON, and it's a definite conversation starter. End up meeting some cool people, you know, getting into some talks about...
Did you get punched in the face at all? I always get punched in the face when I wear it.
Phone freaking and social engineering and all.
Mm-hmm.
Whole evening ended up with me having sex with two guys at the same time.
Nice.
I hold you directly responsible for this, and really, I'd encourage anyone who also wants to have sex with two guys at the same time to go and buy some PLA swag, PLA shirt, whatever, from your store and wear it to DEF CON. You won't be sorry.
You heard FOD87, everyone. Get a PLA shirt, have sex with two guys at once. What more could you ask for? Be sure to go to phonelosers.spreadshirt.com and order a few dozen shirts or so.
What's funny is you probably think that I'm joking, but that's on you. Wesley, I do want to apologize to you really quick. About a month ago, I left you probably about 400 voicemails. It was a social experiment that was a complete fail because you ended up not even saying anything about it,
of course.
It wasn't even funny, but sorry.
I didn't enjoy that at all.
Cactus.
And I know exactly what you're referring to. I get a ton of voicemails on here. I probably play maybe a quarter of them. There's always the people that just call in and say, cactus, 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 and hang up the phone. And then there's the people who I cannot understand because their connection is so bad. And there's the people that call in while they're on a conference or whatever, and they leave me the maximum amount of voicemail that they can until it cuts them off. And then there's people that try to fuck with me, and they just leave tons and tons of garbage voicemails. Like, lots of them. Like, people like you, for example, who left me, I don't know, hundreds of voicemails a month or two ago. And that was a pain in the ass to delete, because you made every single phone number a different phone number. I couldn't just do a search for the phone number and click on the checkbox that checks all of them. No, you had to call from different phone numbers, and I had to do it all manually. So good job with that. That was pretty high on the annoying scale, so definitely good job on that one. Even though your experiment just kind of got lost in the mix of everyone else being jerks. The reason I didn't talk about it, though, is because that just encourages other people to do it. Like, now that I'm talking about this, probably a bunch of people are going to start doing wacky things on the voicemail, hoping that I'll say something about it, but I won't, because I liked your voicemail. It was fun. And I believed your story. You had the most believable story. Holy shit, can you guys hear that? They are hammering from three sides at once. There's someone on top of me, someone to the side of me, and someone behind me, all hammering. Pretty much I'm in the same situation that you were at DEF CON. Anyway, what I was saying, you have the most believable story. I don't think I believe the story about the guy having a girlfriend that really wants him to call into the voicemail and pass along her message. And I'm not sure I believe the story about the guy spilling shit all over his shirt, and it's my fault. I think if it really happened, it's his fault. Can't blame me for that. But you'll be happy to know that I completely believe that you had sex with two guys at DEF CON, because that's just the sort of thing that happens at DEF CON. That's why we all go. And on that note, I think this is the perfect place to end the show. So this is it. Goodbye, everyone. Don't forget to support the show. You can support the show by going to patreon.com/phonelosers. Or phonelosers.org/cactus. Supporting the show will hopefully make me do more shows eventually, someday. And that's good for everyone, because it keeps me off of the streets, and I don't vandalize as much and set things on fire and all the stuff I do when I leave the house. So supporting the show is good for everyone. Everyone, please do that. The people of my neighborhood, thank you. Thanks once again to Honey Baby, who sponsored the show today. It is Honey Baby's fault that I had to shave an hour off of today's show. You guys could have had an extra hour on the show today, but nope. Honey Baby fucked it all up, and now you only get whatever it was, 27 minutes, plus a billion voicemails, and then the rest was just me complaining about shit, I think. Thanks, Honey Baby. Oh, by the way, if you're wondering what's up with my website, I think last week it went down, phonelosers.org went down, because I forgot to pay the domain bill, you know, the phonelosers.org bill. The domain name. And so I paid it. It went back up in a few minutes. And then today, I noticed that I forgot to pay my hosting bill. So I paid it, and that was hours ago, and the site still hasn't gone back up. But hopefully, it will be up soon. I can't really put this episode out until the site comes back. It's all my fault. It's because of the email issue that I'm always complaining about. My emails just get buried, and I really need to do something about that. Somebody bought it, and on the spot they're gonna build a shop where we can go buy bolts and screws. Since then I've
They got Allen wrenches, gerbil feeders, toilet seats, electric heaters, trash compactors, uses, trash terrorizers, and water meters, walkie-talkies, copper wires, safety goggles, radio tires, BB pellets, rubber mallets, fans, and dehumidifiers, picture hangers, paper cutters, waffle irons, window shutters, paint removers, window louvers, masking tape, and plastic gutters, kitchen faucets, folding tables, weather stripping, jumper cables, hooks and tackle, grapples, spackle, power fuckers, spoons and ladles, pesticides for fumigation, high performance, lubrication, metal roofing, waterproofing, multi-purpose insulation, air compressors, rest connectors, wrecking chisels, pump detectors, iron gauges, hamster cages, thermostats, and bug deflectors, trailer, machine magnetizers, automatic circumcisers, tennis rackets, angle brackets, turbo cells, and energizers, soffit panels, circuit breakers, matching meters, copy meters, calculators, generators, matching salt and pepper shakers.
I can't wait. No, I can't wait. When are they gonna open up that door? I'm going,
yes, I'm going
to the, going to the,
we're going,
ready, going to the, going to the, going to the,
yes,
I'm going to the hardware store.
What the fuck have you done?